We look at what's happening in the world of entertainment. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, as always, joins us on a Friday morning. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So one of the MasterChef judges taking a local newspaper to court. What's happening here?
Yes, that's right. So this is the Scottish judge on MasterChef, the Australian version of MasterChef we refer to here, Jock. He is seeking general and aggravated damages in defamation proceedings that he's launched against the Australian newspaper over a story and a Facebook post that went up in August. He says that particular story accused him of pretending to help a Western Australian prawn farm that's run by Indigenous people, sort of in an effort to win an international cooking award, which he received in 2018. His lawyers claim that he said no such thing and that he didn't actually know of that particular prawn farm or even visit it until about a month or so after he'd won that prize. There's some other claims in the case over government grant money and whatnot, but the main crux of the case relates or stems from that article, which he wants taken down. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens with that one.
Okay. Channel 10 is another Channel 10 identity left the building.
Possibly. It appears to be the case. Georgia Love is the lady that I referred to here, a reporter for Melbourne's 10 News First, former bachelorette. She hasn't, strangely enough, hasn't been seen on our screens for about 5 or 6 weeks or so. And Channel 10 is no longer mentioned in her Instagram bio. And I've also heard whispers in recent weeks, going back probably 3-4 weeks and even more recent than that, that her job was in doubt and that she had actually parted ways with the network. I spoke to her manager yesterday. He says that he can't discuss any employment details because of a confidentiality agreement or clause that's in place as part of her contract. You'd think that he could say if she's still employed by Channel 10. That's a bit odd to me. You'd think that they'd be able to say that if she was still working for them. But yeah, the mystery continues with that one. No solid answers, I'm afraid.
Okay. And finally this morning, Mike Brady. Is he performing at the AFL? I know Neil Mitchell's been pushing hard. Even if you had Mike performing at an empty MCG to sort of, you know, signify still the Melbourne connection there. But what's the latest? Are we going to get another version of Up There, Kazali?
Well, it looks like it. You certainly hit the nail on the head there with the empty MCG theory, because that seems to be the case. It seems to be that he will be performing at the MCG on grand final day and that they're going to beam that into the broadcast on Channel 7 and into the ground at the Gabba up there in Queensland. Nothing official or confirmation on that front just yet, but I've heard too that he has absolutely zero intentions of heading up to Queensland and quarantining for 2 weeks. So I would say, you know, that's probably one that you can pretty much take to the bank. I'd say it'll be happening.
Gee, we came that close to Powderfinger and we end up with Mike Brady. Beauty.
Well, he's still really good. And there's some other bands like Wolf Mother and Shepherd that have been touted as potential grand final acts too. So, you know, there's some solid entertainment in the mix as always.
Yeah, terrific. All right, Jaden, thanks for that. Talk to you next week, mate.
No worries. Thanks, Robert.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, looking at the world of entertainment.